Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
It's been just such a reflective time, I feel, for us this summer. We've done so much of sitting back. In a way that even in the last, however freaking long we've been friends, it's been since like we've been out of the womb, but that we've never been this reflective. I don't think we ever have like slowed down like we have this past summer.
I know. In a way, this summer was really good for the both of us individually, I think, because we really took some time out for ourselves and prioritized ourselves more, which has been so great for the both of us.
I know. And we've prioritized ourselves in a different way than before, because both of us are pretty psychologically minded people who work on prioritizing ourselves on a daily basis. But I don't think it's been to this immersive level. Like, at least for me, it's not been. I've always been someone who's taken care of myself and tried to, at least. Obviously, you know, you screw up time to time, but this summer has been really different. And so I'm excited to just be back on the mic. We were just talking about that before we hopped on, that we're excited to be back on the mic, sharing with all of you just where we're at right now. And just, I don't know what to say, Conversations Brewing. Here we are. We're back.
We're back and better than ever.
Better than ever. I know. It's just been such a, you know, before I was coming on to this for this recording, I was having so many feelings coming up because, one, it was really excited to be back. But at the same time, I'm honestly feeling just like so guilty in my own ways that I haven't been able to show up in this space. And that is something in my personal life I'm working on to be okay just not showing up in certain spaces for certain periods of time to just take care of myself. But it feels really vulnerable that that has come into this podcast space. You know what I mean? Like that, that people can see that, oh shit, she was maybe going through stuff that like she could not show up for some time. It feels really vulnerable for me to be experiencing. So I was having guilt around it, because I do want to say that, you know, I do understand as a listener how it can be really frustrating when a podcast doesn't release episodes. I've been in that position with podcasts that I'm excited to listen to it, and then I'm like, what the heck? There's not a new episode. So I hear that from that perspective. So I think that's holding some of my guilt. But I don't know. It's an interesting mix of feelings that I've been having before getting on to here.
Well, I'm so glad that you brought that up right now, because I think it's a good space right here now to discuss that, because I've also been feeling guilty as well, just for not showing up for our listeners as much. And like, it's not like we announced anything or like we put anything out there, but I think for the both of us, it was the right thing to do. Totally. And sometimes it's really hard to back up your decision on doing something that you feel like is like for yourself and not for others. And I think both you and I struggle with that. But for the, I don't know, for the most part, it was really good for the both of us, because just to be totally transparent with our listeners, we tried to find time to record episodes and release them. We definitely did. It was like on the docket. It was like ready to go. And, but we both then would like do a little check-in with one another and be like, you know what? I'm mentally not there, or it's a little too much for me to do it. And first and foremost, like, we want our content to be great. We don't want to just put things out there. And when we both like came to that realization that if we're both not mentally there, or if it's not going to be as good as we want, then like we shouldn't force something that's not there.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad you did bring up the guilt, Divya, because I felt it as well. But I think for the most part, it was like for the better that this is how it happened.
Yeah. So we just truly appreciate your support through this little, I don't know, kind of brief hiatus that we took in this life of Conversations Brewing. But it was really good to pause and be reflective with our inner selves, because there's been a lot of transition in both of our lives in many ways, like work, personal, just understanding ourselves, understanding our wants and needs at this stage of our life, that I was just realizing that, you know, when you feel so unaligned with yourself, it's so hard to show up in other places. And so I've been really just, and you had been doing the same, like, and I'm so glad we have this friendship where we can just be transparent that we're not in a place and we can be okay not showing up, that we just needed to align with ourselves better. And we've been feeling so just I've been just feeling so unattuned to myself, to my needs. And that's really weird for me. And so I'm glad that we have this space that we can talk about it, but it's also really uncomfortable because, again, just even coming on this mic and talking about it, it's different when I talk to Ravisha about it versus when I say this out and I know this podcast is going to be out on the internet. I'm like, it's like a huge exposure. It's like exposure therapy for me of being like, okay, I am admitting to a larger group of people that I was struggling this summer in ways and that I couldn't show up. And that is vulnerable and that is hard. And I just really appreciate all of you for, you know, being here and listening. And also, I totally empathize that it probably was frustrating. We did release episodes and you're allowed to, you know, be annoyed or angry and whatever you are about it. I'm working with my therapist on that, letting other people have a feeling toward me that might be uncomfortable, like they're angry at me or upset. And that's okay. Like, they can have that feeling and it will come and it will go, but I can't prevent someone from feeling a certain way. If anything, that actually just makes it worse. So yeah, I don't know. That was kind of just a little thought dump of what's been on my mind, but I just feel really appreciative, but at the same time, really excited to hop on in.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. I feel like we're in a new season, almost like with our podcast. We have like a lot of exciting things coming up. Yeah. And we even like just discussed before like recording about revamping some stuff. And I think I'm like all excited all over again. Like when we first were creating our content and stuff, I think a lot of the excitement has come back because we really needed to kind of take a break for ourselves. And
yeah.
You know what? It's always for the better. It's, you know, like that's totally why we like did this. And I feel so good, like getting back behind the mic and recording with you. And like, what would you say is like one of your biggest highlights of the summer as like it has been like a reflective summer for the both of us?
That's such a good question. I would say for me, one of the highlights has been just sitting with my discomfort of everything in my life. I've been as such a person that I can get really swept up in the external stuff and that I leave what's going on in my heart being like kind of neglected at times, that it's just, I don't have time for it. And I don't make time for it. I'm not going to say I don't have time, because I think a lot of time when we say we don't have time, it's a priority, right? Like, we're not making time for it. So I didn't make time for it. And I've been feeling just so much more connected to myself and in a way that feels really fresh, and I've not ever experienced it. I feel like there's a new leaf turned over, and that is really exciting and really beautiful. And that would be the highlight. It's not even anything I've done. I've taken amazing trips this summer. I've had really great memories with friends, and I'm so thankful for that. But at the same time, I think that my biggest blessing and my highlight is my inner, where I feel internally. So, which is so different. I don't think I've ever given an answer like that. I would have been like, oh, Italy, which I had the freaking best time in Italy. I mean, amazing. But at the same time, you know, all of those moments were what gave me the time to be introspective. And at the same time, when I'm saying this, I'm thinking about conversations I've had with people in the past about being self-reflective. And I want to just kind of put this out there that I know that taking time off for something is also in a way a privilege. Like, not everyone can just be like, I'm gonna take a vacation, I'm gonna do this. And I'm not saying you have to take a vacation to be introspective. It can even be like when you come home after a busy day, taking 5 minutes to relax and tune in. Mm-hmm. Introspection looks different person to person, but in this case that I'm talking about with introspection, I know that it can be like, not everyone has access to that. So I want to first of all say that, and then also to be like, when I say introspection, for you to just do what feels right for you. But I will say overall, to answer your question, long-winded way, that it's probably the inner work that's been done. So that would be my answer.
Okay.
Great. What about you?
So I actually thought about this a couple of days ago because I like went home for the weekend.
So you had time to think on this question.
I did.
You just put me on the spot.
I did. But hey, this is payback for you always putting me on the spot.
And right. I do like, that a lot.
Oh my God. Great question. Let me think about it real quick.
I remember one of the episodes last season. I guess I'm saying like season, like we're in a new season, but I'd randomly just been like, oh, Ravisha, what is it like for you as a single person? And you were like, what?
I know. It came out of nowhere. And I got so nervous. I started laughing and didn't know how to answer you.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. I deserve that one. So I'll let you answer since you've had all your time to ponder on it.
Thanks. But I think one of my reflection moments from the summer is that I'm actually really proud of myself for is that I really put myself first a lot in like in terms of like what am I doing, like making plans, doing things, like I really chose to put myself first in a lot of these situations, and I've never felt better. Like,
oh,
I don't know what it is, like I think I finally like took a stand for myself and found a way to make myself like be happier in certain situations. I don't know, like, and it's just like a thought I really just came to this past weekend, because I really felt like I was doing a lot of things this summer for myself and not for other people, and it felt really great to do, and I felt like I had more control, and I felt just kind of like, as busy as I was, it didn't feel like stressful, it didn't feel like chaotic, it just felt like things I wanted to do and things that made me happy. And I think that's like one of the biggest takeaways for me this summer is that I put myself first.
Yeah. Oh, I and you know what, I've actually noticed that with you. I do feel like you've been a lot more intentional in the things you've been doing, and you also have had a more low-key summer than in the past. And I don't think that's because of, you know, that's just because of chance. It's definitely because of your choice too.
Yeah, definitely. And like, it's been busy, but in like a different kind of busy where like, I don't feel as overwhelmed. And it's, I think that's what's just been like really great about it. And I think that's something I really want to like take forward with me. And like, I'm really proud of. So I'm going to continue to do that.
That's amazing. It's just so powerful when we invest in ourselves and in reflection. I just think about how much we invest in other things. Like when we think about investing, we think about like money and resources, but investing in ourselves is so important because it really is just, you know, attending to every part of who we are, every part of our existence. And then we can transform in ways that are really powerful. Like we can change when we have invest in that reflection. But if we don't take time to invest in that, it's hard for us to change. And I think that's why so many people stay stuck. And I know absolutely for me, I've stayed stuck in that because I will wake up and be like, why is everything the same? Why am I feeling the same? Why am I freaking circumstances not changing? Why does everything suck?
Yeah.
And then I, you know, you're not doing anything. Like I'm not reflecting. I'm not realizing what is helping and what's not. And so reflection can be so powerful. And a lot of the time we'd like consume more, like consume more podcasts, which is ironic that I'm saying that on our podcast, but or Instagram content or, you know, like self-help books. And I'm not saying those aren't helpful. They absolutely are. But if we're consuming that, but not taking time for reflection, it's kind of like, what's the point? Because you're not able to implement it in your own life.
Exactly. You can listen to like a million like self-help podcasts, like read all the things. And like, you can think that like you're doing the work because you're engaging in the content. However, like what you do with that is like what matters though. Really? That's where you'll see like the changes. Like if you read, I don't know, a self-help book about like changing routines, but you haven't made any changes to your routine, then you're not going to see any results from that. Yeah, you know, exactly. And I think that's like a large part of why sometimes people feel so stuck, because they think that they're doing quote unquote the work. And then when there isn't like any result, they're like, well, I tried and this is what happened. But sometimes like
trying, screw it, I'm done.
Yeah, trying takes like a lot more steps and effort, more than we realize. And that's why it is so hard. That's why like a lot of people struggle. And like, it's like you go, it's like that phrase, you go like one step forward, two steps back. Like that happens like constantly because it's so hard to like make those kinds of changes.
Yeah. And I really, when you said that one step forward, two steps back, I really thought about how trying is part of trying is going two steps back. Like, we think trying is only moving forward, mm-hmm. but actually trying is falling down, screwing up, getting it wrong, you know, going backwards. And that is part of the process of trying. Yeah. And I don't think that I really had put that together until recently, that, you know, this is part of the process. This is what I have to do. I have to have days that I feel absolutely horrible, days that I slow down, days that I just like take off and I just can't exactly. do anything. Yeah. And that's part of the process of trying. It's not going to always be that we try and succeed and succeed and succeed. You know, it's really just like sitting it through on those low points. And so, I don't know. I hope that this can be a bit of a reminder and reflection. Again, it feels really vulnerable just talking about all this on here, because yeah. it's very open for both of us to be sharing this. It's so, and it's funny because I've shared this with you like hundreds of times over the last 2-3 months. But it's also different saying it out loud and saying it on the podcast. And
definitely,
I don't know. It's a weird feeling.
I know. But I'm glad it's like something that you're sharing though too, because like so many people might be like listening to you right now and be like resonating with that in some way. And, you know, it makes a difference to yeah. share like what's been going on and like how you need to like put yourself first and how you did put yourself first in a lot of like situations. And mm-hmm. even for myself, like even though I'm like sitting here and saying like, oh yeah, like I had a great summer because like I was able to put myself first, that like did not come easy, you know. Oh, there yeah. was like a lot of moments of like where things were a little tough for me and like I didn't really understand how I was feeling, and like feeling, you know, I did have days where I was like just kind of feeling down and low and like unsure of why, and then would try to figure it out and try to like reflect back on that. And so yeah, like it's not an easy journey that I feel like we're both on, but yeah. I think if we constantly just try to show up for ourselves, like that's the best we can do.
The biggest thing we can do. We've honestly had the major reflective girl summer. I will say that. Like, it's like reflective girl summer, intentional girl. I don't even know, but it's something that is absolutely not like fast paced or I no, wouldn't even.
It was it was like what you call like a slow burn.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally. Like a nice summer candle. Speaking of candles, oh my gosh, it's about to be fall, and I can't wait for a nice.
Some sweater weather from Bath and Body Works. The best. Sweater
weather, flannel, marshmallow fireside. Oof, I can't wait.
Can't wait. Wow. But, we're going into your favorite season.
I know. We really are. It was funny. Yesterday, I was on TikTok as usual, and I was seeing what has recently been on the runway with fall fashion. And nice. It was a lot of shades of red, which funny, Ravish and I have been talking about the color red a lot recently, but that is another story.
Funny story with that.
But the color red is very into fall trends this year. And someone had commented and was like, Taylor Swift already said that red is for the color fall years ago. This is not news. And I so resonated. I was like, there's a reason my favorite album is red. There's a reason that fall is my favorite season. It is all because of Taylor Swift. Let's just say that.
So bringing up the color red. So unless you live under the rock, like I was, I didn't know about the red nail theory. And so Divya yeah. tells me about this last week and I'm like, okay, red nail theory. Got it. Okay. And so then she's like, so I got red nails. And I was like, okay, cute. Show me. She shows me her nails and they're literally red orange. And she's trying to pass them off as being red. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like for this red nail theory, you need to have like a true color of red, not like this red orange shade. To see if it works or not. And we got into a bit of an argument.
We got into a huge thing about it. Like, we were FaceTiming during this conversation. We actually FaceTimed in Ravisha's sister to get more input. And at yes. first she was on my side and said it was true red. But then I got in a little bit better of lighting. And she was like, oh no, that is orange red. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. But yeah. I will still say that this is red.
I'm going to get red nails next time for sure.
I know. I'm excited. We'll see. We'll see when I come out, come there, and we can go out and see if the red nail theory works for you.
We'll see.
And we're going from intentional and slow reflective summer to high speed red nail summer fall or red fall.
Fall. Season. We're so ready for you, even though it's like literally my least favorite season. But
I know. I don't know. I mean, I know why, but this is a thing we'll just die on a rock for.
Yeah, we can't get into this again.
Well, I hope that all of you can have some way that you are able to have some kind of reflection in the rest of the summer, it might be in a way of you slowing down and asking yourself how you're feeling after work. It might be while you're sitting in the car and you have a few moments during your commute, whatever it looks like. I hope that you can implement some of this reflection and kind of what does trying look like to you? Because again, like trying, the process of trying is screwing up, going 10 steps back, falling down. And how can you embrace that more? Because that is something that Visha and I have been doing. And yeah, we appreciate you all being there while we're in our process of trying. And I hope that you're able to do that for yourself too.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to ask yourself, like, how are you doing? And so, like, even just by asking that kind of simple question to yourself, like, a lot can be revealed that way. And then you can try to figure out, like, what you can do to make yourself feel like your happiest self.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, wishing that on you. And until next time, we'll see you in our new season of Conversations Brewing. And thank you for being here.
Here we come. Thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate you. I guess like there's like not enough words to say how much we appreciate you guys for sticking with us and being patient with us as we're kind of figuring out this new season for us.
Yes. Thank you all so much. We are so appreciative and we will see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account at Conversations Brewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.